This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
We're back with another great episode of Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Yeah!
I guess that's what they call me, so that's what we'll roll with.
Well, it's Big Dave. We throw the Power Half Hour at the end. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I have no Caroni baloney.
No, that's what he texts me that, and I'm like, what the hell? Oh, he's talking about the coronavirus.
Because yes. I think it's good to
you're
say.
You're over it, yeah.
Caroni baloney. I'm not over it.
Okay.
I don't think I've even started with it.
We're getting right into it, guys.
Because,
can you tell?
You know, and that's the thing is like, let's just put it like a disclaimer on this show today.
Okay,
we'll
go.
We'll start that from the day one.
Boom.
First of all, before I say this and go forth, Tasha just gave me a hint of info. She got the number one rating across the board. Well, I don't know what the hell she's saying, but obviously
ratings came out for KS1075
in the radio.
Number one.
And
so
our
thankful.
Girl is number one. Aww. In my eyes. And I'm not being biased because her show is sick. Everyone listened to her prime time in the evening, every
thank
day, Monday
you.
Through Friday.
You're
and Sundays, too.
Well, Saturdays.
Right? Saturdays.
On Saturdays, yeah.
Because I was out of town, and
yeah.
I'm all, like, chilling, and I'm driving around, and all of a sudden, I have it on, and
he's
I'm
like,
listening
is that my little
Saturday.
Sister?
I thought it was like a repeat or something.
No, that was me.
And
mm-hmm.
I
we're
was,
live.
Well, I know it was you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Oh snap. She's on Saturdays. But real talk, guys. Listen to her show.
Thank you.
I'm not just saying that.
That means a lot.
She kills it.
So made me
and
cry.
If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be sitting across her, and I am very privileged and honored to
are
be
you kidding?
With you. So
I love you, D. Thank you guys
you for
making
everything.
The afternoon takeover 3 to 7 on
guys,
KS1075. 3
to 7, it is bomb,
I really
and I'm very anal about what I listen to, and she and her DJ tear it up.
5-8. Yay!
Real talk. So congrats,
thank
everyone.
Thank you so
congrats.
Much. Thank you so much. So, and I appreciate that, but you know what's so crazy? Even with the greatness of that news, I'm still like... just concerned about our listeners, concerned about the people who download our podcast, and even the way they're thinking. You know what I'm saying? Even at a time where we could be celebrating, I'm just like, how are they thinking? How are they feeling with all the coronavirus information? Then some false stuff being
it
shared online.
Every
it's just too much.
45 minutes to an hour.
Bro.
And you know,
it
I
does.
Have friends of mine in the military, and big,
yeah.
huge.
We love you guys.
Big shout out to our military, all the armed forces, and
gosh.
Our service. People, all the hospital workers.
Everybody, nurses,
big shout
doctors.
Out to the nurses and the doctors.
God.
You know, I was listening to the Today Show.
Yeah.
I always listen, I watch the Today Show when I can or we have it on the gym.
Yeah.
And they were saying, hey, you see like a service worker, like, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but doctor or...
a doctor,
or,
nurse.
Or nurse or
yeah,
a caretaker
anybody.
Or anybody
yeah.
that is in the medical field. Give them a shout
they're
out.
They're on the front line.
Buy them a coffee.
Bro.
Do something.
Do something.
Because without them...
what
we're
are we
all
do?
Screwed. So,
and they're putting themselves
really,
at risk
yeah.
at every
and
moment.
And they don't get this little break here.
No.
Trust me.
No.
I can imagine they probably like a little break, but they're out there exposing themselves. They have families. So real talk.
No.
Thank you guys for everything you do.
We appreciate you
we
more than you
could
ever.
We couldn't do what we do without you.
It's crazy so. Because I was reading a story yesterday online, and I can't remember the woman's name, but her husband is a surgeon. He's a doctor. And so she was just saying how, you know, they just had a newborn, and
right.
she actually had to move him into the garage.
Oh, wow. Because it's,
because
it's away from
they
everyone.
Have to be smart. And people were attacking her on social media. And I thought to myself, she just had a baby. They just had a baby.
Right.
He's okay with it.
Right.
And she's just sharing how in these times you
being
have to
safe.
Make some, you know, sacrifices.
Sure.
And no matter what, they're okay with it. And guess what? If my husband was a doctor, too, guess what we're doing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make sure you're warm. I'm going to make sure you have all the meals, but let's not infect everybody so we keep this thing going on. So,
and you know, I got to give a big special shout out to someone very, very special to me. I love her closest to what I love you and Em. And
aww.
I got to give a shout out to Kelsey, Em's sister. She works at Colorado Springs at the hospital.
She's
down
amazing.
There.
I just got goosebumps.
Is working her little booty off.
Yeah.
And she is in the healthcare profession.
Yes.
And she's at the hospital.
She's on the front line.
On the front line. So, Kelsey.
Kelsey, we love you.
You are doing an amazing job, baby. And
we
this
pray
is why
for
you went
you.
To school. And
yes.
You're killing it. So,
you're doing
we all
great.
Appreciate it. So,
yeah. Especially the fact that she
time.
Goes to work every day not knowing and she's helping to take care of other people,
yep.
putting herself last. Yep. Kelsey, we love you.
That's
you
like
already
my little
know
sister
that.
Right there. And,
of course.
And I love her to death. And she is
We're
doing
so proud of you.
What she needs to do. And I tell you what, she's a class act, that girl.
So, just make sure when you see the people on the front lines from, you know, to all the people that are taking care of you at the hospital, to even people in media, we're trying our best to keep you up to date with everything that's happening. Just have some love, have some patience and a kind heart. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
a lot of people are being affected by this. I mean, at first it was like every 24 to 48 hours you heard something new. You woke up in the morning, it's like, okay, what is our world doing? What's going on? Because people are in a panic. Bro, you go to the grocery store, nothing's on the shelves.
I was at the grocery store on Sunday.
Piss me off.
And I'll be honest with you.
We're going to get
first
into
of all,
this, guys.
I have been on this planet for a long time. Because I'm ancient and old.
You are not. He's ridiculous.
And real talk, though. You know, it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. It was like a normal Sunday, like when the Broncos are playing. And they're going to get a play.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about this Tom Brady deal.
Brother, 5'8". My
the
DJ
Bucks?
Had a nervous breakdown.
Bucks?
He had a nervous breakdown yesterday.
I keep saying the Bucks.
I was like, listen, I'm going to learn
on.
More about football, but I could watch it on mute because them buns be looking right. Okay? They be looking right.
But real talk, though. So we'll get to that, but that's a lighter note. But, you know, I was in the grocery store, and it wasn't that bad. The only thing that was weird, and I think everybody out there can attest to this and relate, is the shelves were empty.
I think that kind of freaks you out.
And it does freak you out because, you know, but at the same time, it is a reality check.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've traveled all over the world with what I do or used to do at a very high frequency with bodyguarding.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very privileged to travel all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see... not grocery stores. I mean, you see like a mud hut with like some produce outside.
Right.
You've been there too.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people can relate to this. So, but I've never seen it here.
Like this.
Like in my
we're spoiled as
like
Americans.
Right in my,
we're spoiled as shit.
You literally look at this and you're like, damn. Like,
that's what causes the panic.
Like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
And then it kind of hits you and you kind of get a little freaked out. Like,
you do.
How long is this going to last?
That's the thing.
You know, and then the first thing I thought of was how many rolls of toilet paper I still got left.
Okay, first of all, pause.
See, you were getting all sentimental.
I got a little, and then my eye dried up. Like, no, but today we're going to talk to you guys about how it's affecting everybody.
Right.
How some of the things, like Dave is just saying, how you walk into your local grocery store, because my grocery store is King Super on Orchard.
And I'm King too. Right? Shout out to Big Russ
Suspense. And so when you walk in, you see the shelves bare. Just remind yourself to try to kind of give you a slower heartbeat to kind of get you to relax a little bit. Remind yourself that those people are panicking, you know, and I'm so thankful that I'm able to prepare, that I'm always stocked up for my kids because
right.
I got sons. They'll eat the whole house in the kitchen sink, you know, but when you see those shelves empty like that, it is going to cause a little bit of worry with you, but try your best to remember that those are the people that are panicking and that we're going to get through this together. You know what I mean? We really are. But when you see the shelves like that, when you see look at, there's no pollution. Look at the view.
You literally
here in
look
the Mile
outside.
High City.
We're looking outside our studio window right
Bro.
Now, and it's clear as a bell. And
right?
Of course, it's supposed to snow. Eddie,
I'm so
later
happy
on, later
today
on.
And tomorrow,
so
supposedly here.
Everyone that's off, consider it a snow day.
But you know what?
You know, try and consider it a snow day.
Today. But
you know.
can we just think for a second, like, you know, I think this generation is so used to having something in their hand and getting all their information.
Oh, sure.
Microwavable type. You know, you can
Instant.
Log on.
You can get anything right in the palm of your hand.
But doesn't this take you back to a time before phones? Like, where you actually got to have a conversation with your family now at home.
The problem is, though, and I agree because I can relate to that.
Board
like,
games.
When you were going to ask a girl out on a date and you'd be like, hey, mom, can I use the phone?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? Who are you calling?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just calling a friend.
Yeah.
And then you try and drag the cord all the way into your room.
Yeah, you're
because
like
you didn't want no one to hear. And because it had the rotary, so you had dial it.
Yeah.
So, but no, real talk. It was like, you didn't want no one to hear your conversation, but that's when you
but
used
it's taking
to like,
you back.
Like talk to people.
Be involved.
Right. Now, everything is in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It is bringing us
back. I think
that's
what's freaking us out.
It is bringing us back. It totally is. You're right.
It's time for board games. It's time for family conversations.
Right? Going
it's
outside.
Time to go for a damn walk.
Go
and that's
outside,
what we want to talk
people.
About
go
today.
Outside.
A lot of people are freaking out, and a lot of people are hitting us up and emailing us like Tasha Makia, Big Dave, how are you staying focused during this crazy time, you know, this uncertain time with fitness? Like, how do you not fall off the grid when it comes to fitness and your eating? It's so easy with the stress levels. And I was like, Dave, we got to talk about everything today, including at-home workouts or fun meal prep. What do you think about that, D?
I think the biggest thing is that you have to be constructive and not use this time to procrastinate.
Yeah.
And I will call myself out. I procrastinate on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, with what's going on and the position that we're in, all of us together, which I kind of think in a way is, and I don't, please don't take this the wrong way, it's kind of cool in a way. It's like we're all
together.
Have a
shutdown a little
we're
bit.
We're all in this together.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I hope I don't sound weird
don't.
Saying that.
And
but
our listeners know
like,
that you don't mean it that way.
It's not like, okay, my gym is shut down only.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's gym is
Let's
shut down.
Let's talk about that.
And everybody's business is shutting down.
Right.
And all of our restaurants. And shout out to all the servers out there, especially
everybody.
The ones I know.
DJs.
You know, we feel for you.
Yeah.
The DJs. All of you guys that need to be in the forefront and open to make your money.
Yeah.
We all feel for you.
Yeah.
And I mean, if there's anything that we all can help do, I hope we all come together to do it. But my point is like, I guess I don't feel so freaked out because we're all together in it. It's not
we
like
are.
I wake
we
up tomorrow and I lose a bunch of clients, or I wake up tomorrow and, you know, my
Everybody's
gym just happens to
it.
Close down or something. It's everybody. So
Everybody's
I feel like,
it.
You know, let's unify, let's come together, you know, and not to bring up a bad subject, but this only one that personally I can kind of relate to, and I think you'll agree, is 9/11. You know, it's kind of like 9/11.
Our boss, Victor, was talking about.
Shout out to Vic. You know, that's that's the smart one of the group here.
Yeah.
But no, it really is. It's
it
like
does.
When 9/11 hit,
we freaked
you know,
out.
You looked at every mix of race, creed, background, nationality, and guess what? Nobody cared about a color.
You know, oh my, I'm so happy you said that, and I'm
really?
Not going to cry.
Really?
Because when you go on Twitter, especially Twitter, I mean, Facebook has its part, of course.
Sure.
But right now, with everything we're going through, I don't even see any separation.
And you know what? Now's not the time.
Really
we should have it anyway.
I'm over the shit.
But yeah, it's stupid. That's just idiotic right there. And,
but it's right
know.
Now, everybody's more concerned about sharing what they can do with the kids at home.
And you know, if there's any ideas that people have that listen to us, you know, we are more
Open.
Than happy to
of
share and do
are.
It because
we care
you know
about you.
This is the time now and people that know me, I'm not usually one to say stuff like this, but it is time to unify, come together, be there to help each other.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm not trying to cause problems when I say this, but sometimes people just need like a hug or to talk.
Or just to
oh,
hear.
Oh, God forbid, it's that
heard.
6 foot rule. You know what the hell is your 6 foot rule? If someone needs help,
I came here
I'm
today.
Help.
Dave was like, what are you talking about? I would kiss your face.
I'm a help.
You're my sister.
I'm going to help someone. You know what? Seriously.
That's the best thing you could do right
and
now.
You know, that's sometimes what people need when they just found out, hey, by the way, tomorrow is your last day at work.
Right.
You got two kids at home, you're a single
Bills,
mom, and you have
debt.
Nothing. No
it's
help.
It's a lot going on.
It is. And you know, so if we can shed a little positivity and a little bit of fun in our show with you, we're here to do that. I think that Victor actually even mentioned we may, and I'm pushing for this, guys.
Uh-oh.
I don't have much say in this
Uh-oh.
Position. I'm like a janitor
here. He's setting up
a
disclaimer.
We may do two shows next week.
Yes.
See?
Because we got
She said yes, and she's powerful here because she's got number one ratings. So we're going to do two shows. We're going to bring a guest.
But we're going to bring on a guest, and I'm really excited about that. But you know, the thing is that we're thinking ahead for you guys. We're thinking ahead of for you guys because right now we're essential employees, you know, and that which means is that we're able to still come to work and you know, there's not a lot of people in our building. We have 11 floors here, you know, but we're essential employees and we still want to come here for you, you know, to share information, to share some of the cool ideas that Big Dave was just talking about, the at-home workouts, man. How can we stay fit in a time like this, Dave? Like, how can we keep our goals going with everything that's going on?
Because,
you know, fitness is needed to relieve that stress.
And you know, shout out to all the gym chain owners. You know, everyone, and I will be honest, I was listening to a call yesterday.
Yeah.
And some of your big wigs from all over the country were on this call.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to figure out how to keep the doors open as long as possible.
Right.
And I got to give a big shout out to Christy at Crunch here in Greenwood Village, Colorado. Our owners, David and Curtis.
Yeah.
Harmon. Really big shout out to them. They really pushed it to the very last
because they care about the community.
Because they want people to be able to go and release and vent and have that stress relief.
And have that.
So now that we don't have that, you guys still can work out.
Yes.
All right. You go outside. Okay. Stay off the couch. Don't binge watch.
Don't binge eat.
Utilize what you can do. If there's chairs, if there's a stable surface, you can do dips on and push-ups and jump squats and regular squats.
Yeah.
Lunges.
Mm-hmm.
Get a group together. And, of course, we have to be
10 or less.
We got to be politically correct here.
It changes.
Can
so
be
stay
no
up to
more
date.
Than 9, and you got to keep arms distance apart.
Exactly, just to be safe.
And get everybody together and go outside and do stuff together.
Yeah.
Everybody come together with an exercise and say, okay, we're going to do 30 minutes today.
Yeah.
Let's all meet at this time and go rock it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start getting into that groove, then it becomes second nature.
Yeah.
And you're like, what gym?
Yeah.
This is something completely different.
Right.
Which, guess what, guys? That stimulus stimulates everything in your system. Your adrenals, your metabolism.
It helps to make you
everything.
Feel good.
Your endorphins, your dopamine. Everything is going now.
Yeah.
And you kind of start forgetting how much of a really messed up situation we're in.
Yeah. So, just even if it's for a moment.
Exactly.
You know?
30, 40 minutes.
Right.
But guess what? It gives you something to look forward to.
And some of your friends and your neighbors, even in your own communities, you can do that with too. Because let me tell you, when I used to train clients out of my garage when I left radio.
Oh, look out. Toss a trainer.
I just got recertified.
Okay, everybody see the poster. You start creeping out behind me.
You know what I mean?
You start creeping out behind me.
But it's a perfect time to challenge your neighbors, you know, and go out there. And you know what's funny? When you're sweating, nobody can tell that you're worried and that you're crying. Well, and this is a time to get it out and use fitness as that release.
You have to.
It's free.
Get out of your bubble. I know my boys, and I speak on my guys and my girls that are getting ready for shows or that are competitive, and they're kind of like,
What do I do now? Like,
you know,
what?
Some people have home gyms.
Gyms are closed.
Of course, that's an entity. I'm very fortunate. I have two gyms where I live, so I'm not in that position. But I know all my people that I know on a personal level, like, D, what are we going to do? What do we do?
Freaking out.
I'm putting stuff together as much as I can
Good.
To help them do stuff at home just to stimulate until this kind of comes to a little bit of an end or slows down hopefully soon.
You know what? I think behind the scenes we were talking, and if I'm wrong, you could tell me shut the whole hell up.
I'm not telling you shut up.
But we're gonna put some you know workouts up for you guys on our Instagram page. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No shutting up, Taj. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour on Instagram. We're also on Facebook now, so make sure you check us out on there. We're just tag your friends, get some information, and start feeding yourself during this time. Let's not shut down, but let's keep pushing because then when all this is over, we can see that we pushed through in the hardest time and be proud of that.
Here's the word of the day.
Yeah. What's
Adaption.
The word?
Adaption.
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 Okay.
Adapt.
Adapt to it.
Adapt to it.
Yeah. Just push through.
Period.
We can't hold our breath during a time like this.
We were talking before we got on.
Of course.
I'm going to give everybody a little list. Tasha's always so gracious to update our Instagram page. So go on our Instagram page, Tosh.
We love you guys at Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is we're going to put a listing together of materials that you guys can go get that are inexpensive and cheap.
Yeah.
At Target, Walmart.
Even gallons
even
of water.
King Supers. Yeah. Stuff around the house that you may have.
Yeah. Make it easy.
We're going to compile a list for you guys.
I'm so excited.
That you can start utilizing to work out. And,
yeah.
And it's going to be like caveman. Like, it's literally going to be like kind of back in the day, like prehistoric time.
But we're going to give you some ideas to keep you going.
Because let me tell you something. Before they had the gyms, some of these people had some banging physiques. And they didn't have the equipment that we have now. So we're going to have to take it old school. And this is where we come in to put ideas together. And again, anybody
in
Crunch, send info to us.
Yeah, if you got
you
some
have
information.
Great workout ideas, we'll post it. We'll put your name on it.
Yeah.
You own it. We'll advertise you on our Instagram page.
Everything. For free.
Emails, please send it in because we want your feedback on what workouts you can do.
Yeah.
Females, overweight, heavyweight, lightweight,
Men, everything.
Yeah. Send it.
So what you could do, you can even tag us on Big Dave's Power Half Hour on Instagram, or you can even email your workout video to us at BigDavesPowerHalfHour@gmail.com. We'll post it, but once you send it to us an email, it lets us know that we're okay to post it, and we'll tag you in it and just show the world that you're not sitting down. You're no excuses, just solutions type of person.
Share ideas with us because we are sponges. I want to give our people and my own people personally, yeah, and myself and you and Vic,
yeah,
different ideas. So please, guys, send us in your ideas. If you have great home workouts that you're doing, give it to us.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
We want it.
Here's a little list real quick
what
of what some stuff you can go buy. You can get medicine balls, bands, surgical bands, dumbbells, kettlebells, hand weights, sand weights.
Oh.
Home Depot, cinder blocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's really old school.
Yeah.
And those are all things. Some you can buy some mats.
Yeah.
Okay. You can buy some body bars.
Okay. Yeah.
So these are all things that we're going to utilize and show you guys how to use to work out at home.
Yeah. And you can always replace them with something in your house.
We'll put together a circuit for you guys. So we're going to come up with some ideas for you guys that you can learn from us to do at home in this time that all this stuff is shut down.
Yep.
So you're not just sedentary. And again, any ideas you have for us with these materials,
yeah,
send them.
Just tell us.
And you'd be surprised how many different exercises you can do with a broomstick.
Bro.
And I'm now, I know what you would do with this broomstick if I was around, because you're going to whack my fat ass with a broomstick.
You are not fat.
You're going to whack my fat ass with a broomstick.
So be sure to tag us in your workout videos at home. Even if you're doing something with the kids or couple workouts, whatever, it doesn't matter the age.
Get everybody
involved.
We
want to just see you shining. We want to see you pushing through and just taking out the frustration of what's happening now in those workouts. And we really would love to just post you all over our social media. Not just that, but what are some good ideas like when it comes to, okay, I'm not going to lie. I ate a whole box of Charleston Chews the other night.
Those are good. A lot of people don't know what those are.
Mike and
I. Do you refrigerate them?
I do.
Ah,
I do.
See?
And then I made flautas last night. It's like the corn, you know, the tortilla stuff with chicken.
Okay,
and
stop
dip
right
it.
There. Stop
so
right
what
there.
Can
stop
we
right
do
there.
To help
stop
ourselves
right there.
Food?
Everybody notice. Can you please repeat the word that you just said?
Flautas.
Notice how she says it. Now.
Now say flautas.
Now see,
say
a white boy like me, flautas.
You said it good.
No.
You said it good.
If you notice, guys, when Tasha says it, flautas.
Flautas.
She'll roll out of flautas. A stupid white boy is like flautas.
Flautas. Shut up, Dave. We love you. You're
so
ridiculous.
Real talk, guys. You know, so Charleston Chews,
I
you got to have
Mike
it in
the Nikes, bro. I do. I know, but it's like, and I'm going to be honest, it's not just me, and I'm sure somebody's listening right
eating?
Now. It is. Because I'm sitting there. I'm the only person in my household that leaves. Now,
right.
You know, my kid's dad, he travels back and
yes,
forth from
yes.
here to Philadelphia. So I have my mom, 63
right,
years
right.
old.
She's a
and
sweetheart.
So,
shout
and
out
I
to her.
Worry. And I worry and I think, I'm the only one that leaves. I come to work. I'm the only one that's allowed to go get gas and her right. cigarettes, you know, and grocery shopping. But I worry that, you know, and we're really good. I think we're not around people. We're not in the clubs. Clubs are shut down,
right.
unfortunately, you know, but being safe. Like, I worry. So I'm sitting there like, God forbid something were to happen to my mom. Like, what do? I'm not going to cry. But it just makes me a little scared because, and so then I notice I'm picking up food.
I think that most
and
people
I'm
do.
And I'm really going in.
Right. And most people do because at the end of the day, you know, it seems to kind of control the anxiety, I guess is the best way to put it.
But then when I'm done eating, I feel like
you
shit.
You feel like shit because you're remorseful for what you did because
yeah,
here you are on your fitness journey.
You understand me.
Totally. It's, and guess what? What's the word of the day?
Huh?
What's the word of the day? Adaption.
Adaption.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Adaptable.
I thought I had a 2-year-old brain over here. She's
Bro.
The smart one of the group, and she can't remember my word.
I'm
but
using...
you adapt.
Yeah, you
adapt
do adapt.
To the environment. And when you're stressed out,
yeah.
and not to be disrespectful here by any means, and I'm not calling anybody out, but I think you'd agree, most females,
oh,
when
yeah,
they're stressed,
we do.
You know, will eat, and most guys won't.
Yeah, y'all
turn
into bones.
And we've had the discussion before, like a breakup or something like that, or
yeah.
when we did our podcast before and listened to our podcast before, we talked about Christmas and holidays.
Holiday
Remember
in
we
December.
Spoke about that? When
yeah.
people would binge eat or
yeah.
they won't eat at all. You know, it
it's
is
true. It's an emotion.
It's completely emotional. And your adrenals are shut down. Your adrenal cortex shuts down, which means you start to stress eat. And it doesn't really matter what you're eating. You just eat it. And then at the end of the day, you stop eating. And you're like, what the hell did I just do? Why
and
did
I do?
That was stupid.
And it's weird because I'm thinking to myself, okay, I have a lot of things downstairs that I can go and cook. And get myself together. And
right.
I guess that's what we need to be talking to our friends about today. Like, you know, what are some things that we could do that are fun? You know, like...
I think you hit the nail on the head. Board games. You know, we talked about possibly, and again, we're kind of going against the protocol of the government here, but we're rebels and we're going to anti-protest here. You guys are going to laugh when I say this, but we're going to do like a game night. Yeah. And we get the whole crew together and play a board game together.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, what do you do on the weekends? I'm so used to going to dinners and going out and being...
It's a good time to save money.
I think everybody... It definitely saves a lot of money, but you have to occupy your time with things that are kind of stimulating as opposed to just watching TV, which I'm
and
totally
freaking
guilty.
Yourself out.
Right, because then you start binge eating and you start doing dumb
your
things
emotions.
That you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, but...
And you do bring up a very valid point with, like, what do people do that are so used to working during the day? You know, they go to work at 9, they get done at 5 or 6, and then they make dinner, and then they go to bed.
Put together a list. 8 o'clock,
like
you do this in the morning. Do something and stick with it.
Almost like you're working at home.
Yeah.
Be accountable to the schedule and adapt.
Yeah.
Use the word of the day, adapt. Because when you adapt your food to what you're doing for the activity, a physical, you're
going
to get further on with your goals. Just because this situation's happening and we don't have the gyms to utilize, you have to make do with what we got.
And it'll show you, once this is all over, how strong you really are if you can make it through. So what are some fun things we could do with food at home? You know,
take the time. Honestly, take the time. And I know that it's kind of chaotic out there. Mm-hmm. But take the time to go to the grocery store. Maybe grab some of your friends. Stay 6 feet away from them. Okay? Cart wars are a good time right now. And if anybody knows me, cart wars. When you go in the grocery store and you get a cart, you have cart wars.
Oh,
that means you slam the cart
loves.
Into someone. Now, right now, if you do that, you're probably getting a shot.
Oh, God.
Because people are on edge. But cart wars are a blast. But in any event, go in the store. Everyone pick something different to make for that day.
Yeah.
Something that you would never make. Something maybe is totally out of your realm. Like a flautist for me is something I would never make. I don't even know how the hell to say it. But,
you just said it perfectly fine.
Honestly, like I'm the cook in the family.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to come up with different things because I am we eat out all the time,
mm-hmm.
but now we're eating home, so I'm trying to come
so
up with different things.
So how do you make meals fun?
So you got to come up with different ideas and go online, go on some of the apps that they have.
That's
and
true.
Really kind of get out of the shell, stop procrastinating, go and get some fun stuff and try it.
And see what your food does for your body while you're working out. Yeah,
if it's gross, then...
Oh, well.
Give it to the dog and start again.
But the great thing is that we're going through this virus together. Nobody's alone. We're all in this thing together. And I think that the better you feed yourself, even if, like, get the kids together. Start, you know, getting them involved. Get your honey together. You know, and what you feed yourself, especially at a time like this, you want to take care of yourself to your best ability. So when it's all over, you say, damn, I made it through that. I still was strong, and I did that. And then when the gyms open back up, you go get cut up.
Not only that, then you have something else to look forward to.
A treat. A huge treat.
You got the gym, and now you have your workouts that you were doing at home.
Yep.
So now you have no excuses.
Yeah.
So if you can't make it to the gym, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
That whole 3 weeks or 2 weeks or however long this
lasts,
I really killed it. I don't have to go to the gym if I don't want to.
And you didn't fall apart when the world was going through something that's a little freaky
right
now.
It all falls on your shoulders and accountability.
It is.
And, you know, again, not to keep saying it.
Accountability is a word.
Accountability and adaption.
That's a word.
You know, we'll go with both.
Yeah.
But that, and not to beat a dead horse here, but the adaption word really does play suit in all this.
It does.
You know, you have to adapt to the current situation, and hopefully we'll get a lid on this real quick, and we'll move forward,
we
and we'll
are,
look back
guys.
And be like, damn, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you know what I think? The reason it makes it feel like this is because we don't have a clue. There's no shot right now. We know they're working on some things.
Nobody knows.
But we don't know. But if you look at Italy, you look at other places, you look at China, Korea, you know, they're going through their part, and if they can make it through, we're going to make it through too. We just got to be safe. We got to be smart. And we just got to hold down and just get through it.
We're very fortunate with what we have at our disposal here in the United States. We should all be so lucky that we do have the resources we do. Because let me tell you something. Some of the places I've been, some of the places, Tosh, you've been, probably some of the places our listeners have been, you don't want to be there quarantined for 3-4 weeks.
No.
So let's count our blessings and, you know, not so much keep complaining about things that we take advantage of, like a gym. I mean, it is my business to work out. I get paid to work
out.
This
is what he does.
This is what
I
do. And all my people that I associate with, majority of them, they do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we all come together like, okay, what do we do? And, you know, I kind of am the person that they're looking to say, all right, D.
You're the lead.
What are we going to do here for our workouts?
I even did that. I texted you, like, what are we doing?
You know, and trust me, I kind of checked myself and go, oh, damn, what am I going to do? You know, now granted, again, I'm very fortunate because I have two gyms at my disposal to still utilize. So I'm very fortunate.
Yeah.
But I'm in the same boat. It's like, just because the gyms are there for me, maybe I should go outside and walk a little bit more. So I've been taking my dogs outside a little bit longer and walking. Yeah. The weather is absolutely beautiful here. So, you know,
take
again,
advantage of it.
Do some stuff that you normally normally wouldn't do. Go clean out the closet. Spring's coming. Go in there. Go do. Let me tell you.
Just
go do shit that you normally wouldn't do.
The things that you want to do that you never had to. You had the chance to get to because you were so damn busy. Those are the things that sit in the back of your head and just get them done, man.
And you're gonna feel so much better knowing it's like, damn, like
I did.
Now
that.
When everything starts opening
the time.
Up, hey. I got my house cleaned. It's disinfected. I got my food made.
Yeah.
Now all I got to do is focus on what kind of workout I can put together.
And just move.
And just have fun. And
that's
then
it.
Reward yourself with maybe a little treat and the Netflix.
There you go.
Or a game.
Or Disney Plus.
Oh, Disney Plus.
Brother,
that's
they
right.
are moving with those
they
movies.
Are,
you see
are.
Them Frozen
yeah.
2? Hello.
It's ironic how fast they're moving now than they did last month.
But all it is, I think for me, you know, it's easy for people to panic. Be careful what you're reading on social media. Make sure the sites that you're reading from are credible sites, factual sites. And at the end of the day, reach out to your family. Reach out to your friends. Start doing those things you used to do. You know, if it's writing a book and you've been dying to do that, get started. If it's writing poetry, get started. Start focusing on the things that you always put on the back shelf because you're so busy in your day-to-day. Take advantage of the time because when this is all over, we're going to be up and running all over again. So
yeah, I think people are going to come back stronger and better than ever.
Absolutely.
From this. It's a very, 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 very difficult time.
Yeah.
And of course, it's very easy to sit up on our pedestal here and give advice.
But we love
there,
you. We're just
we're
trying
there
to give you
with
ideas.
You. And we're just trying to give you ideas. And, you know, of course, when you're emotionally, you know, you're financially stressed out, you don't want to hear stupid things. I get it. I mean, we've all been there, done that. But it will turn around. And it's going to turn around hopefully faster than slower. So.
And it depends upon your state, too. Whenever your friends are sharing stuff, make sure you stay focused on your state. It's good to know what LA is doing and how they shut things down. But don't let that frazzle you. Make sure you pay attention to your state. And not just that, be sure to reach out to your credit card company, your banks, because a lot of them are extending different things, taking away interest rates.
Talk to your landlords if you're stressed out, because you know what?
Yeah.
I guarantee you a landlord is going to be more accepting of you reaching out to them than just not
and
paying
communicating,
at all. So,
right.
So communicate, you know, swallow your pride on this because you're not alone.
You're not
alone. And you know, just because you may not be financially sound right now, again,
it's
going to
come back tenfold.
And everyone is together.
Yeah, we are.
So you're not alone.
We love you guys. And last but not least, before we go, don't forget, if you're doing at-home workouts like Dave was talking about, please tag us. We would love to share whatever ideas that you're doing at home with the kiddies, with the family. We just want to see how you're taking advantage of the time and staying fit, staying healthy, and staying mentally sound.
100%. 100%. So thank you again for everything, guys.
We love you.
Everyone stay positive.
Yes.
Keep the emails coming. Any questions you have for next week, we're going to be on there twice.
Yeah, twice.
Can they handle it?
They're going to handle it. Listen, we need them.
Can you handle me twice?
I can.
I don't know.
Wait,
don't
let
know.
Me text Em and find out.
I don't know. I'm going to be quarantined for the next 6 days with Caroni Baloney.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
You know, I can come back Monday rearing.
Be safe, okay? Be safe out there. Make sure you stay informed. Try not to panic. And we're praying for you guys. Stay safe.
Love you guys.
Love
again,
you guys.
Shout out to our service.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.